We're here at Ben Gurion Airport, where we've been waiting since the middle of the night to greet this miraculous Aliyah flight full of Jews from Ukraine who are escaping anti-Semitism.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're so delighted to have you on board with us this morning as once again we face the issues. Looking forward to having dialogue and discussion from you. And as we share the communication today on the issue of freedom in America, what would we do? Can you imagine America without liberty? Can you imagine our nation without freedom of speech and religious liberties? That's what we're going to be talking about today. I pray that you'll stay tuned and invite others to join in this dialogue and discussion today on Let's Face the Issues. Keep in mind, as we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, not a matter of rites and rituals and rules and regulations or some denominational dogma. We do not face the issues based on ideological bent of either the Republican or Democratic Party. We face the issues based on the authority of Scripture. It's called having a biblical worldview. And the biblical worldview depends on truth. And Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He made that statement to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32. And then Jesus said in John 14, 6, I am truth. Jesus made the declaratory statement then in John 17, 17. Thy word is truth. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about truth when we face the issues. I believe there's no other way to face an issue than the truth. And as George Orwell said a number of years ago, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. This is the reason it's so vital that we speak the truth in love. Now, I realize that as we make that statement, there are multitudes today that if you speak truth and point out sin and call issues based on a biblical authority of how we should handle them, there are those that will get a little bristled up and say, you're just putting your finger in my eye and that you don't love me. And this is the reason we find so much in American dialogue today about the freedom of speech and the religious liberties of which we'll be talking about today, and how there needs to be some restraints and some way to curtail our religious liberties and freedom of speech. An infringement on the First Amendment right is what it boils down to. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the equipment for homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo, and a full line of landscape and lawn care equipment for both the professional lawn care and the homeowner. They also carry hurricane preparedness equipment. They have a full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff that can answer all your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's the location that you'll find the gigantic flagpole and U.S. flag flying 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to talk about today, can you imagine America without liberty, without freedom of speech, without religious liberties? Ladies and gentlemen, Franklin Graham, writing in this month's issue of Decision Magazine, asked the question, what's at stake in the coming year? what's at stake in the coming year? And of course, his question points to the 2020 presidential election. And so the question that I must ask is, so just what could happen in 2020 if we, the people, do not reelect President Donald Trump? What's the future like for America? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure that all of you by now realize that President Donald J. Trump has done more for the protection of our freedom of speech and religious liberties than any other president in recent history. President Trump, by executive order, some of you are familiar with this, some may not be. President Trump, by executive order, May of 2017, canceled, rendered null and void, the Johnson Amendment, the 1954 Johnson Amendment, that prevented preachers and churches, believers, from freely standing in the pulpits in the local New Testament church and religious organizations and speaking the truth about political issues. Now, as a result of that, since 1954, multitudes, if not most pastors, use that as a cover, use that as an opportunity to say, well, I'm not allowed to do so. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, regardless of your calling, regardless of your position, regardless of what you do in society, regardless of your profession, you do not lose your religious liberties and freedom of speech because of your job, your title, or your professional endeavor. But ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you a little brief history for those that are not familiar with it or do not know the details behind it. It was in 1954 when Senator Lyndon Baines Johnson later became president. Senator Lyndon Baines Johnson, because he hated the Catholic Church and was fearful of Jack Kennedy and what he would do in office as president. So Lyndon Johnson had an attachment, a rider, to a transportation bill. And the transportation bill passed. Therefore, the rider was made law. And that rider made it illegal and could be enforced through the IRS for preachers and pastors and churches that you could not preach or teach or say anything about a political issue from the pulpit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the good news is that a church was never prosecuted. A preacher was never prosecuted on that flimsy excuse for a rule and a regulation. Historically, it's always been viewed as unconstitutional and would not withstand the scrutiny of a court trial on it. And so therefore, it was left to the fear of the Christian and the intimidation by the government that caused Christians not to say anything about political issues. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that never stopped the Democrats from going into churches, the liberal churches across America during an election campaign. They would find a welcome open door opportunity during any election campaign, but it was the conservative Christian churches and pastors that were intimidated. But I'm thankful to say to you that through executive order, President Donald J. Trump canceled that looming, how would you call it, hammer that the government held over the churches to try to prevent us from saying anything about political issues. This is the reason my mantra has been for years, ladies and gentlemen, that God created the home, God created government, and God created the church, and in that order. And anything that's said about any category of those three categories, the home, government, or the church, anything that's spoken of in those three categories fall into the confines of the Bible. What does the Bible say? Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22. And therefore, our First Amendment, religious liberties and freedom of speech, where the First Amendment clearly says, Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. And it goes on to talk about the freedom of press, etc. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about our nation today and what we're seeing taking place in America. I believe that we're watching today the looming potentiality of the socialist Marxist Democrats, if they ever have power in the three branches of government, if they ever control the House, the Senate, and the executive branch. Our nation will be destroyed as a constitutional republic, our Bill of Rights will be a thing of yesteryear. And as Franklin Graham says in the entire article in Decision Magazine, he talks about it. He says, what's at stake in the coming year? And he talks about, we have a president who has signed executive orders protecting religious liberties, advocating for life causes, and has seen 158 of his judicial nominees confirmed to the federal courts. Never have I seen such hatred for a sitting president. I think that most of the vitriol comes from the progressive left, whose positions on key moral issues are diametrically opposed to the biblical worldview. As we head into another election year, Christians need to understand that the opportunities for reinforcing religious liberties that we have enjoyed under President Trump aren't guaranteed to continue virtually the entire field of presidential challengers is in open hostility against all biblical values, end quote. Franklin Graham, Decision Magazine, this month's issue. So, ladies and gentlemen, can we imagine a nation, can we imagine an America without a Bill of Rights? Can we imagine a nation without the constitutional protection for the religious liberties and the freedom of speech and the right to keep and bear arms? Ladies and gentlemen, as we enter into and look forward to the 2020 presidential election, may I remind us, for over a half century, pastors had lost their religious liberties under the First Amendment in our Bill of Rights. And they hid behind that, many of them for the most part, rather than taking a stand and saying, you can't take my constitutional rights away from me. Because President Trump has done more for the Christian. President Trump has done more for the church and the pastors than any other president in recent history. The socialist, Marxist, Democrats hate him, ladies and gentlemen. As Franklin Graham used the term, with a vitriol that's not seen before against any president. It's the hatred for God. It's the hatred for the Bible. It's the hatred for the church and Christians that's coming from Nancy Pelosi and the left, because they are diametrically opposed to the Bible and the biblical worldview. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Jump in this dialogue and discussion in relationship to what we have in America today through our Constitution and our Bill of Rights and the freedom of religion and the freedom that we have of speech today. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the socialist, Marxist, Democrats, every presidential candidate that's running on the socialist, Marxist, Democratic platform are opposed to and are hostile against biblical values. They're hostile to and opposed to our religious liberties and the Second Amendment rights. All of them, listen carefully, all of them, including the latest one, former Mayor Bloomberg, that's entered into the foray, all of them are against the religious liberties and the freedom of speech we have. All of them are for the confiscation of the guns or the weapons for the protection in our homes and our families across America. Each and every one of them, with a little different twist to it, would love to see your voice and my voice to be ceased, and that we would cease and desist anything that is said in relationship to what they're doing and what they're attempting to do. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, thin-skinned lawmakers demand prosecute my critics. And it is fascinating, but a congresswoman apparently has serious problems with what people think and say about her. In fact, the Democrats say folks who make fun of her should be prosecuted. But irrespective of any prosecution, she says they're going to be shut down. The statement from the Representative Frederica Wilson, Democrat of Florida, came during her appearance at a facility where illegal aliens are detained. She says that people who are making fun of members of Congress online or in person should be prosecuted. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a direct affront to our religious liberties and freedom of speech. That's a direct affront to what our Bill of Rights says that we have the right. You might not like what I say, but it's my freedom of speech. Now, ladies and gentlemen, freedom of speech does not extend to allowing someone to get into a crowded elevator and scream fire. That's been found and deemed by the courts to be illegal. It contravenes anything that would be called freedom of speech. But I'm talking about our right to say and to speak as Christians. We have religious liberties and freedom of speech. But the Democratic Party, led by Nancy Pelosi and the AOC and the squad, they are diametrically opposed to it. The candidates that are running, or still almost two dozen, that are running for president on the Socialist Marxist Democratic platform are hostile to biblical values and religious liberties, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment. The coming election, ladies and gentlemen, in 2020, just a few months away, in fact, it's about 11 months away, will make the difference in what our America will look like, be like, and will stand for in the future. Now, I don't know about you, but that's an ominous thought, that the election of 2020 will determine diametrically and unequivocally and irreversibly the direction that America will take in the future years. What would America be like today, ladies and gentlemen? What would it be like in the future without freedom of religion and the right to keep and bear arms and the freedom of speech? What would it be like? Ladies and gentlemen, it's coming from state after state after state, as well as the federal government, with rules and regulations and laws that restrict or cancel the freedom of speech and the religious liberties. Here's an article. It's a good harbinger of things to come across America. Whether we like it or not, what you see taking place on the left coast, the land of the fruits and the nuts, some call it California, what we see coming out of there is a harbinger of what will eventually take place across America. Here's an article that says, California legislators to tell pastors what to preach from their own pulpits regarding the LGBTQ behavior and identities. Tomorrow morning, this article reads, before the Assembly Judiciary Committee, Assemblyman Evan Lowe plans to argue for the resolution that tells religious leaders in California what they should preach from the pulpits. Assembly Concurrent Resolution 99 calls on counselors, pastors, religious workers, educators, and institutions with great moral influence to stop perpetrating the idea that something is wrong with the LGBTQ identities or sexual behavior. ACR 99 also condemns attempting to change unwanted sex, same-sex attraction or gender confusion as being unethical and harmful and leading to high rates of suicide. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, it's a three-page article. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, according to this article, that bill would restrict Christians, Christian counselors, Christian pastors, as to what could be said from the pulpits, as to how you could carry out the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, it was very, very clear. Acts chapter 5 and verse 27, 28, 29. Peter said we must obey God rather than man. Now, that's not talking about anarchy. It's not talking about treason. It's not talking about Christians that we ought not to obey the laws of the land. But it is certainly talking about the fact that as Christians, moral, ethical believers, we have the right and responsibility to obey the Word of God and not bow and bend to the whims of the socialist, Marxist, Democrat left that wants to destroy our Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that that is happening across America today. We're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, the harbinger of things to come, lest we as Christians vote. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that in the 2016 election, 31 million Christians did not vote? 31 million did not vote. Can you imagine then why? We're in a dilemma when it comes to what happens with the laws and the legislation that's being passed that every one of us must abide by. It's because Christians are not voting. We've hidden in the closet. We're staying silent. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we need to take a stand. I believe we need to be heard and seen as Christians. I believe it's time that we recognize our God-given rights biblically and our rights and responsibility to those rights constitutionally and take a stand. Ladies and gentlemen, we can see across America in recent years where Christians have been prosecuted and persecuted because of their faith. Kate Baker, prosecuted in Colorado simply because he refused to bake a cake and decorate a cake for a sodomite couple. Jack Phillips has been prosecuted in his case all the way to the Supreme Court, remanded back to the lower courts, wherein the state of Colorado now have found way to start prosecuting him all over again with two additional cases coming out of the Human Rights Commission, simply because, based on biblical conscience, Jack Phillips says, I cannot bake a cake for a sodomite couple. We're watching the persecution, the prosecution of Christians, when a florist in Washington State has been constantly under the gun, as I would call it, a persecution and prosecution, because she refused to prepare wedding flowers for a sodomite couple. And as a result of that, she has almost lost her business. She's been fined $135,000. And were it not for Liberty Counsel and the other pro bono constitutional law firms that have come to her rescue, she would already been put out of business and bankrupted. But the case is still going. It has been for 5 years now because of the persecution, the prosecution of Christians by the leftist, socialist, Marxist, Democratic Party in America. And I am concerned of where we're going. Christian photographers being persecuted and prosecuted simply because of their expression of their religious liberties and freedom of speech and refusing to participate in ungodly, unholy marriages of sodomite couples. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go down the list with a multitude of other cases, but suffice it to say, we're on the cusp of seeing our religious liberties and freedom of speech being outlawed in America. Many times, ladies and gentlemen, under some of the new laws, rules, and regulations that's found around the globe, right on the northern border in Canada, where we find hate speech is promulgated through the laws. And if you were to say what I'm saying now in the airwaves, on the airwaves in Canada, it's considered illegal. It's considered hate speech and would be summarily shut down. I'm simply concerned, ladies and gentlemen, because from a pastor, Christian, conservative perspective, I see what's on the horizon for America, lest we wake up, sit up, stand up, be heard, be seen as Christians. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, can we imagine America without religious liberties and freedom of speech? Better put, can you imagine America being a nation without the liberties that we have today? Can you imagine what America would be like, where we would be, and what would be taking place in our great, once great nation? Ladies and gentlemen, when asked the question about our First Amendment rights, it seems that most people do not even realize that without religious liberties and freedom of speech, we have no America. Listen to this frightening poll, this frightening survey. The date of this article is dated November the 15th, 2019. The article says, new poll, colon, majority of Americans say First Amendment is outdated. Lest you didn't hear that, let me read it succinctly again. New poll, majority of Americans say First Amendment is outdated. For over two centuries, our nation has held firm on the principles of free and open expression. But militant secularists in recent years have persistently launched severe attacks on religious liberties and freedom of speech and invariably on free speech in general, instead of letting it flourish. It's no secret that in the present day, political correctness has led to censorship of religious voices. That's one reason prompting many to think and many think tanks to ask deep and quite possibly existential questions about the state of the First Amendment. This article further says, it's a voluminous article, I'm going to read highlights. It's important for you to hear this. Recently, the Campaign for Free Speech, known as CFS, a nonpartisan free First Amendment advocacy group, conduct a 10-question survey asking Americans various questions about the freedom of speech and the First Amendment. In this special feature, we're highlighting three key findings, and you may be shocked by what the majority of your fellow countrymen have to say about our nation's first freedom, the freedom of speech. Number one, they say scrap and rewrite the First Amendment. The CFS survey asked Americans if they thought the First Amendment, written over 200 years ago, goes too far in allowing hate speech, and if it should be updated to reflect today's cultural norms. Listen, shockingly, more than half the Americans, 51%, responded that the First Amendment is outdated and should, in fact, be removed or rewritten, end quote. Secondly, support for jail time, tickets, and fines for hate speech. CFS also asked Americans if they think hate speech should be against the law. Close to half, 48%, responded that it should be illegal. Of those, a majority, 54%, also responded that the punishment for hate speech should include possible jail time, while the rest think it should simply get a ticket or a fine or both. Of course, the problem with outlawing so-called hate speech is deciding who determines what type of speech is hateful enough to be illegal. As we've seen in recent years, when the government decides what it is against or what is hateful speech, then it's only a matter of time before Americans are overtly punished for expressing or living according to their faith, their belief, as was the case in the first Liberty client, Melissa Klein. This article further says, the Constitution preserves the right of free speech. The First Amendment allows anyone to say their opinion no matter what, and they are protected by the law from any consequences of saying those thoughts or opinions. While 79% answered that this was a true statement, it's actually a false statement, according to this article. The fundamental purpose of the First Amendment is to prevent the government from punishing you for your thoughts or your speech, whether it's you're expressing your religious beliefs or other viewpoints, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, this article further says, free speech and religious freedom are two core principles on which America was founded. The results from CFS survey should make it clear that our country desperately needs to get back to the Constitution, especially increasing our understanding, our awareness, and knowledge of why the First Amendment was enacted in the first place. A thriving and free society demands that we prioritize and protect these principles, such as free speech and religious liberties, that have been the bedrock of our republic for over 200 years. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that we have a whole society today that would encroach upon or destroy the constitutional liberties we have, especially the freedom of speech. Ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about freedom of speech, we're talking about what some would deem as hate speech. What I'm saying now, some would call hate speech. It's not hate speech if I have the religious liberty and the freedom of speech. It's free speech. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the need to continue to put people in office like President Trump that's going to protect our religious liberties and our freedom of speech. We're on the very verge of losing it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about 1 minute for a top of the hour news break. Be right back. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. Looking forward to completing our dialogue and discussion today on Can You Imagine America Without without Religious Liberties and Free Speech?
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.